Good morning, and thank you for that introduction. I'm going to be talking about our professional horticulture program at Longwood Gardens. How many of you have visited or heard of Longwood before? Okay. How many of you are aware that we have education as central to our mission? Okay, great. So I'm going to skip over our mission then and allow us to focus a little bit more on what we've done with our two-year professional horticulture program. So first I'll talk a little bit about the history of the program, and then I'll talk about the process of our curriculum review that we conducted, and then I'll give you an introduction to the new program. So our professional gardener program is entering its 50th year. So it's quite a legacy program at Longwood Gardens. And the primary tenets of the program is combining hands-on learning in the gardens with our expert staff in combination with academic courses. And so over the last 50 years, the program has evolved in how we've delivered that combination of academics with the hands-on learning. And over the last 10 years, the program, quite honestly, had swung a little heavy on the academic side. That was a strategic plan initiative of Longwood, where we were trying to ensure that our program would articulate to colleges and universities within our region. And so the idea would be that students would come to us for 2 years, they'd have a wonderful experience with hands-on academics, and immersive projects, and then potentially be able to take the 2 years that they had with us and apply it towards a bachelor's degree at some of our regional colleges and universities. And so as a result of that strategic plan, our program was articulating to the University of Delaware, Temple University, the University of Maryland, and Rutgers University, and then we got an articulation agreement with Delaware Valley University. So the program was very successful in our eyes. But when we started looking at the program, when we started looking at the program participants and the applicants, what we found was that a lot of the people who were applying to this program were coming for the hands-on learning in the gardens. They were coming because they wanted to work at Longwood and they wanted to learn from our expert staff. And when we looked at the graduates of the program, less than one student per graduating year were continuing on their education. And so it didn't make sense anymore to run the program the way we were. So why did we do the review? It had been about 10 years since our curriculum had been holistically reviewed. It's part of Longwood's organizational culture to evaluate our programs, to evolve those programs. And this was actually embedded in part of our five-year strategic plan. So when we were doing the review, what we wanted to understand is what skills does the horticulture industry look for in recent graduates? Another outcome that we were looking at is how do we stack up against other programs that are very similar to ours? And just to give some context, our program is completely free. So our students, they come to Longwood for 2 years. They live on site in free housing. The curriculum that's delivered, all the academics, is free. They don't pay any tuition. And in addition to that, we actually pay them. They're employees of Longwood. So they're kind of a hybrid in that they are employees of Longwood, but at the same time, they're students. So they're there to learn. There's not many programs like this in the world. Very few programs like this in the United States. The program that comes closest is the program that's delivered through the New York Botanical Garden. They have a School of Professional Horticulture. And then there's a program that's very similar in Niagara Park School of Horticulture. But our program is still unique in that it's free and it's and that we provide the housing on site. So another outcome of this review was to benchmark at peer institutions. And then we wanted to be inclusive. We wanted to hear feedback from every constituent of the program. So we conducted workshops with our students. We had a comprehensive survey that went out to our alumni. We have about 307 alumni from this program. And then we also conducted workshops with our horticulture staff and with our faculty. This was really important. This process took a majority of the time for the review. the individuals who are participating in this program or who have graduated from the program or who are teaching in the program, they care a lot about this program. And we wanted to make sure that their voices were heard when we were thinking about any changes that we might make. So we engage with our board, Longwood Gardens Board of Trustees, and any external partners that we use within our region. Another unique aspect of this program is, and really the basis of the success of this program, is not only do we leverage Longwood Gardens as the laboratory for teaching, we leverage the region that Longwood is in for the teaching. And so we work with other gardens, other nurseries, other horticultural institutions to deliver the curriculum and to get that horticultural immersion for our students. So our feedback, the student workshops, the students were engaging, they were open, brutally honest. Our faculty workshop, we had 92% of our faculty participate in this. And this may seem, you know, well, why wasn't there 100%? Or, yeah, that seems natural that you'd have 92%. But most of the faculty that teach in the program are coming from other institutions, and they already have full-time jobs. So only a few horticulture or Longwood staff teach in the program. Most of the faculty are coming from the University of Delaware, Temple University, Penn State, Swarthmore College, or some of the local community colleges. So our faculty are really external. And during the workshop, they were very creative, positive, and candid with their feedback. Our alumni survey, we had 80 respondents. That's about a third of our alumni that we actually have good contact information for. And then we had a horticultural survey that we delivered, as well as workshops with 48 participants. The key themes from the feedback was that our two-year time period was ideal. I think when we were thinking about this review, everything was on the table, from the duration of time to when the program would start to the content of the curriculum. Another thing that came out was that cohort experience that we're delivering is paramount to the program. So each year we accept 8 to 10 students into the program, and they go through the program together. And so not only do we leverage academics and hands-on learning in the gardens, but we also leverage immersive cohort experience that they are engaged in throughout the 2 years. Although we're not going to base the curriculum around articulation, we are still going to try to maintain some articulating partners with the Evolve program. And another thing that we looked at was, over the last 10 years, a lot of things have been added into the curriculum. Things like beekeeping, a math class, chemistry course, a lot of things have been added into the curriculum, a whole project around growing vegetables and marketing the vegetables to our certified green restaurant. So a lot of things have been added, but guess what? Nothing had been taken away. And so what we found is our students were having to prioritize what they were learning and focusing. And it didn't have time, the curriculum that we were delivering didn't have time for the students to reflect and to learn and really to apply and that mastery of skills. Another thing that we were finding is that we were having students who were doing work-learning rotations in our outdoor landscapes. And that may be done in January. Well, guess what? There's not a lot to learn in January in our outdoor team, especially in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. So we were really strategized on how we can ensure we got the students in the gardens when it was most relevant for their learning, and to ensure that that time and duration of learning was maximized to ensure that not only were they getting good introduction to skills, but they were able to practice those skills and then master those skills. The previous program was called the Professional Gardener Program. And there was a lot of confusion around that. A lot of people thought, well, is this a master gardener program? Okay, if I'm applying to this program, I'm only going to be a gardener when I graduate. And so there was a lot of time and effort that went into ensuring that horticulture was in the name. Mentorship was another key point that came up. And then opportunities for the students to personalize their experience. So going through the current program, the Professional Gardener Program, is there on your left, and then the new program is there on your right. And what you can see is that there's a lot more time in the gardens. That academic piece has been kind of shortened down a little bit, and we've really amplified and enhanced the project-based learning that the students are doing and giving credit to that. I'll mention now is that when the students were graduating, they were getting a transcript, and on that transcript, only the classes and the courses that they took and the grades were listed. There was no ode or any mention of the learning, the work learning that they were doing in the gardens, those hands-on experiences. And there was really no way of nodding to those immersive projects that the students were working on. And so we really wanted to focus on that and enhance that. And so one of the things that we've done is we've looked at how we're delivering the courses. The faculty were giving contracts where they were teaching for 32 hours in the lab or teaching for 32 hours in the classroom. And what we did is we threw all that up in the air and we really focused on the learning outcomes. So we developed learning outcomes from every core area of the program. And now the contracts are focused around those learning outcomes. And we have suggested times when they could teach that, but we're not restricting that. We're really wanting the faculty to be creative on how they're delivering the courses, ensuring that they're getting the students in the gardens, and that they're also getting the students in our region and out and about so they can network. So what we did is we assembled everything into core modules. So there's 6 core modules for the program now, fundamentals of horticulture, plant health care, crop production, and no matter whether the student is in a course or it's an immersive experience or it's working in the gardens, it fits in with one of these core modules. And I'll just skip ahead so you can see what one of those modules looks like. So for example, a fundamentals of horticulture module, that constitutes 5 courses. There's some certifications in there. A master class is an abbreviated course, so an example would be in the past we would have a chemistry course. Longwood was delivering a full-blown college-level chemistry course. And while we think chemistry is important for some of the understanding of the content of the curriculum, they don't need a full-blown probably chemistry course, and so that's going to be delivered through very short, abbreviated master classes that are timely. So, you know, when they're doing soil tests, they'll have a session in chemistry before that. Or when they're doing measuring out a plot, a garden plot, that would be a good opportunity to have a master class in math around area and measurement. Another example, just going down further, is the breakdown of what that fundamentals of horticulture module would look like year 1 versus year 2. And I'm going to skip ahead so you can see I really want to focus on the professionalism module before I close. One of the things we did is we reached out to a cross-section of the horticultural industry, professional landscapers, nurseries, Bartletts, and small and large, and we asked, what do you need in future employees? And 9 of the 10 individuals I spoke with didn't mention anything horticultural. Nothing horticultural. Nothing around plant ID. Nothing around design. It was all around professionalism, around being able to communicate in the workforce, being flexible, having a positive attitude, being reliable, working in teams, being able to work alone. And so we've really incorporated a lot more opportunity for this professionalism in our curriculum. And so expectations around being self-aware and how you work in a group, knowing how to communicate across cultures. And so this is a great opportunity, I think, for the program and to help our future program participants. And so with that, I'd like to entertain any questions if I have time. One question. Yes, sir.
Are the larger courses, not the master classes, but the regular courses, are they a full semester sort of thing?
Yep. So the question was, are the courses that are being delivered like a full semester? And they would be equivalent to a full semester. So it's a 12-week course, essentially. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.